We'd like to go and do something new. This is off the Chasing the Sun album. This will be a track called Walk With Me. Here we go.
A one, a two.
Walk with me. golden and silver light. The blue and the dim and the dark cloth of night and light and the half-light. I would spread the cloth under your feet, but I, being poor, have only my dreams. I have spread my dreams under your feet. Tread softly, because you tread on my dreams. this nation, so few and far between. You who did the fighting when our backs were to the wall, in your hour of need you stand and bleed and rally to her call. In this troubled time upon us, we are once more in your quest. Evil has surrounded us and eaten us with debt. The government, sold us off to the IMF,
All right then. How about that one big mighty, mighty, mighty? Okay, now stop it now. Stop it now. We need to talk a little now, don't we? We've been cranking out the music here, and it's time to have a little chat. This is Pat at Schulte Gale down at the Denver studio, and you can hear us, I know, coming out of, you know, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. Thank you very much for joining in with us tonight. Well, first of all, I'll tell you some of the music you heard from that, the Monster set. The first song that you heard was from a band out of Scotland called Skirivore. And it's off their latest album, Decade. And it's called Rocks Revision. And spelled R-O-X. And Skirivore is last year voted the Scotland's live band of the year. So it's like a big band. It's like seven people in it, and from bagpipes to fiddles to guitars and drums and all that. So it's a big band, and they're going to be coming to Colorado on for a matinee. They're dropping in at the Soil Dove for a matinee show on Sunday, October 8th. Now, for you Bronco fans, there is no clash because it's the Broncos' bye weekend, so there's no Bronco game there. So it'll be Sunday, October 8th. You can get more information at soildove.com. And the rest of that monster set was some of the monster performers that are going to be at the Spanish Peaks Celtic Festival next week down here in Colorado at the Spanish Peaks Country down there in Huerfano County, you know, La Vida and Walsenburg and Gardner and Cuchara. And it's an interesting mix of towns there, but it's a real interesting festival. If you've never been to the Spanish Peaks Celtic Festival before and you are into the traditions, you know, the music in particular, but there's some dancing too and storytelling and all that. I've been told, and I believe it's probably the most unique Celtic festival, surely in Colorado and perhaps in America. It really emphasizes on the educational components. Whether you're a lifelong player of an instrument or whether you just want to kind of dip your toe in it, they've got classes for everybody. There's free offerings for folks who, you know, if it's a little tight month or something. There's a lot of free things from concerts to classes and that out there. It's kind of like it's an a la carte menu. There's things happening in La Vida. Most of the classes are happening in La Vida, you know, and some concerts in Walsenburg, you know, Cuchara, Gardner, all that. It's really cool. I don't know if you've ever been to Celtic Colors in Nova Scotia, or maybe Willie Clancy Week in Ireland. It's kind of like, you know, you're kind of bouncing from, you know, it's not a tent festival, what your beer and turkey legs and that. It's you kind of go to this town or hang out here for a while. And you kind of go from different. There are some tents, but basically, it's indoors. It's kind of weather resistant in that. But it's a lot of neat things happening. Go down there if you don't have any scoots. Go down there because, like, boy, on Thursday there you go to up top to the ghost town up there, and you know you get these world class performers performing and. You can bring a picnic and that. It's free. You know, it's just beautiful. You look out over Spanish Peaks and, you know, you're in this ghost town where, you know, Chief Joseph took the train over to Washington, D.C. for the treaty. I'll talk about what happened to the treaty, but nevertheless, a lot of history right there. And people don't I would say a lot of people don't know about that area because it's kind of down in, Middle Earth there, down in south central Colorado. It's beautiful down there. you know, highway of legend going from La Vida to Cachara and up there, going up to up top, and that's some beautiful country. But for whatever reasons, just you know, a lot of people don't know about it. I didn't know about it until I heard about this festival. And I'm a big, big fan, obviously, of people who are listening now and have listened to me before. I think it's just fantastic. It's very special. All things they do things in the high schools and grade schools. I mean, they bring the entertainers into these schools, and they do things. And so they bring kids up on stage, and they sing with them. And I mean, if you go online to CelticMusicFest.com, look at all the offerings they have up there. And don't get too confused about it, because a lot of stuff just come down, you know, and, support it. I mean, one of the biggest problems down there in Huerfano County, I think it's the poorest county in the state of Colorado. And they always manage to pull this festival off. But please support it if you're into the traditions, because they need the trad folks to come down and back it up, because, you know, I mean, it's one of those things that it just kind of narrowly squeaks by year to year, and it's awesome. Everybody loves it. All the entertainers love it, you know, and they come back year after year, and they talk about it because it's so unique. But, you know, if it's not supported, you know, some good things can go away. So let's not have that happen. Anyways, let me get back to this. And sorry, I kind of jumped on the soapbox about this Spanish Speaks Celtic Festival next week down in Huerfano County. But it is very unique. If you like the tradition stuff. Some great artists down there, including, I'll just say this now, and then I go continue with the list. I mean, you got the Old Blind Dogs, Kevin Burke, Patty Keene, both who were, you know, in the Bothy Band, the iconic, legendary Irish band. I mean, you got two members of the Bothy Band going to be there who are going to, you know, teach and perform and talk to you. And Screaming Orphans are going to be going down there. They're a lot of fun. They're going to be teaching in schools and doing performances of that. The Hides with Tigo, my church will be down there as well. And, you know, Ed Miller, or Martin de Kogan, and loads of people. I've mentioned Robbie O'Connell from Clancy Brothers, and not to mention some great performers and some teachers from our region as well. So definitely go down there next week. Go on up, CelticMusicFest.com. CelticMusicFest.com. All right now. All right, so continue with the massive set. I said it started out with Scary Vore from Scotland, and it was followed by Kevin Burke and his friend John Brennan. That's from a recent album there, you know, the Pound Ridge Sessions, and that was Tempest that they played. We had the Bothy Band, which also had Kevin Burke along with his buddy Patty Keene, who was going to be down in Spanish Peaks Fest. Joanna Hyde and Tig were playing on their new album, One for the Foxes, at Snowy Eldora. And, man, I tell you, those Hydes, you speak about some regional town. Now Tig is from Ireland, but last year, Joanna Hyde and her brother Ian, and Tig played on the album as well, but they got, you know, the album of the year in Live Ireland there. I mean, this is our hometown talent here in Colorado. We just have so much. And I really enjoy that album now that that Joanna and Tig have. They're the One for the Foxes. And they're going to be down there and to teach and perform and all that. The Screaming Orphans are going to come. I mean, what a fun bunch. They're from Donegal in Ireland, but you know, they're interesting because they come from a trad from their parents, and that their parents were in a Cayley band, and that's so they can sit with anybody in a session, But they also, you know, they can do some pop stuff too. They were the backing band for Sinead O'Connor for a number of years. I mean, you can tell by their vocals or harmonies and that. Just a really talented bunch. And tell you what, they're just the nicest bunch too. They're just offering to do everything. They're down there, you know, in the morning going to schools and doing classes in the afternoon, doing gigs, doing concerts. I mean, boy, they're going to be, you know, they're going to take Spanish Peaks country by storm down there. So that's what we ended up with there on that big massive set. I'm going to continue on with some music here. Speaking of local talent, I'm going to start the set with Take Down the Door, live in Lyons. That's Lyons, Colorado. Really a good bunch of local musicians here and that are in that band, and you know it's they're going to be playing at I probably should tell you, you know, I mean, it's going to there's a few things going on. Actually, they're going to be up at Planet Bluegrass on the Saturday the 23rd. Yeah, September 23rd. They're going to be up at Planet Bluegrass. And some of you who remember the old Maybon Fest that pulled the plug their 2006 there. But since then, they like to do kind of the you know, Ian Equinox thing or, you know, around that time of year. So they've been having like a concert, and they bring in some bluegrass players and that. But this year, they're going to have a Celtic theme to it for their concert. And so it's going to be a Saturday evening concert starting at 8 o'clock. And so Take Down of the Door will be there. And they're gonna open for Seamus Egan and some of his friends, including Moira Smiley. She's a really, really nice vocals and a player as well, plays accordion, banjo, and Kyle Santa on guitar, and Tristan Coleridge on the cellist. So it's good. It should be a fun night down there, and that's on September 23rd. The Take Down the Doors, they're also going to be headlining a Celtic festival up in Frederick, Colorado, on the 30th, and that's going to go from it's a day festival, you know, going from morning and I think it goes to 7 p.m., 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. up in Frederick, Colorado at St. Bridget's Episcopal Church there. So Take Down the Door will be headlining that along with some of our local awesome rockers, Angus Moore. So there you go. And oh, also speaking of St. Bridget Episcopal Church, they've got an equinox on Thursday, an equinox celebration on Thursday the 22nd at 7 o'clock p.m. if you're interested in that. So I'll get back to some shows in a little bit, or, you know, get to some more things happening. But for now, I'm gonna play some music from Take Down the Door live in Lyons. Thank you.
Sorrow, sorrow, bang in the morning. Hogamer fain and sorrowing. Sorrow, queen, the nodding legal. Hogamer fain and sorrowing. Hogamer ling, oh, he'll crave. Hogamer fain and sorrowing. Sorrow, queen, all in the grain. Hogamer fain and sorrowing. Bob og na belt and the maid and the tauri. So a skach knock as she skach clown. Kylini mashach a bond get a glee gal. Hogamer fain and sorrowing. Skull is trome is quervum. Hogamer fain and sorrowing. On fwein shook glig albail on aho. Hogamer fain and sorrowing. Sorrow, sorrow, bang in the moment. Hogamer fain and sorrowing. Hogamer fain and sorrowing. Bob og na belt and a maid and a tauri. So a skach knock as she skach clown. Kylini mashach a bond get a glee gal. Hogamer fain and sorrowing.
I can see it still. It's soft and craggy boglands, it's tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland, the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me, stay forevermore, forevermore. From its rolling coastal waters, I can see Kilpatrick's Peak, where one Sunday every summer the pilgrims climb the reek, where St. Patrick in its solitude looked down across Clubin, and with the ringing of his bell called the faithful there to pray.
The Green and Red of Mayo. It goes out to John Naughton. Rest in peace, John, from County Mayo. For you who want to know John or want to hoist a point to him, they'll be down at Nalan's this Saturday doing an Irish wake. That's the Saw Doctors, Green and Red of Mayo. Prior to that, you heard The Gloaming with Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill. They'll be here in Denver, Saturday night, September 30th. If you love amazing players, they are masters. They'll be at the Soil Dove, September 30th. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, at Fort Collins. Thanks for listening to Schulte Gale. Up next is Musica Mundi.
Thanks, Pat, and a good evening to you. EC here with you for this evening's Musica Mundi. He was just in town, put on a great show. So let's kick things off with some music from Serge Georges.
Tristeza, vim de longe pra buscar meu bem-querer. jogo que a